Thank you, Amir. Welcome back to another leg on the journey. Let's begin with the invocation, which tells us what our goal is. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So I want to first acknowledge that I've brought a forbidden fruit because I could not find a clock in this room. So it does not mean we're allowed to. I'm just breaking a rule. And I want to welcome us and share a couple of kinship practices that might help our exploration, our journey. We are on retreat. We'll keep our retreat focus. And on retreat, we are alone with the alone. But of course, in this retreat, we're also a community journeying together. So as we breathe and chant and pray, we do it together. We are aware of each other's and our impact upon each other. Murshid says that the main object of kinship is to bring about a better understanding among people of different religions, races, nations, and more. The motive is to turn our faces toward each other, not our backs. Two of the key watchwords of kinship are belonging and respect. So we're going to try an experiential practice of belonging and respect. We work to cultivate the natural connection, heart to heart, in kinship. And by respecting and appreciating differences, we come together in our differences with our eyes wide open, and we work to open our hearts as well. Murshid talks about five aspects of kinship. We could consider them qualities. The first is respect. And this is the practice we're going to work with, but I'm going to go over them first. Respect is perhaps more common in the Eastern traditions than in the West. In the West, we often need to earn respect. Here, we're going to practice respect, just respect for being. And these are not necessarily linear, these five aspects, but they have a sequential aspect to them. So the first being respect, the second is sympathy. Out of our respect, we might develop sympathy. And from sympathy comes understanding. From understanding, we can experience forgiveness or tolerance. Murshid says somewhere that forgiveness is what we give to the people we like, and tolerance is how we experience this with the people we are less fond of. But he uses these two terms, forgiveness and tolerance. The last is unity, and really there's another step beyond that, because out of unity we move into service. So our two key watchwords, belonging and service. I'm going to invite us to stand and do an exercise. So you can put your things down for a minute and let me go over the exercise first. We're going to maintain our silence. We're on retreat. This is not just the silence of the mouth, it even is the silence of the mind. But we are going to work on expressing a quality of the heart. I'm going to ask you to everybody to pair up, standing face to face and when everybody is face to face, we will begin the practice. So if you're off on an edge and you haven't found a partner, raise your hand and find another hand that's going to raise. We're going to do a couple of these practices, and I probably should have asked Jenny, but I think I can just pick this up, right? Pick up this mic. Thank you. We're going to go face to face, and because we are on retreat and we are all in a process, once you're across from someone, I'm going to ask you to lower your eyes. So we will look eye to eye for a few moments, but allow that process to be sacred and brief. And I'm going to ask you, when you're paired, to identify who goes first. This is not complicated. Each person's going to take turns. Just identify who goes first. You can raise your hand if you're willing, or point to the other. And then I will describe what we're going to do. So stand, find a partner, lower your gaze. Yeah, good. Yeah. And if you want to walk, yeah, there's a hand. Hand in the back. There you go. I've got one hand and another hand. Beautiful. Are we partnered? Yes. Wait, I see a hand. I see a hand. It's going to be hard for me to do this, but I will do. Oh, come up. Come up and we'll, you and I will do this together. We might lose time. Okay. As I said, standing face to face, lower your eyes and soften your eyes so that when we are going to glance at each other, it will be with soft eyes. Now, make sure you've identified who's going to go first. Okay, good. So, when you are ready, I'm going to invite you to open your eyes, glancing softly at each other and with the quality of respect. Consider yourself a channel. You may know this person or you may not know this person. And just see if you can become a channel of respect with your gaze. You may begin. Amen. Lower your gaze again. Take a moment. I may have not made this crystal clear. I apologize. The person who started was the person emanating respect. the other person was receiving. How many people feel we need to do this again? Okay, we're going to do it again. Sorry. So I'm going to say again, when it's time, open your eyes. One person emanates respect and the other feels respected. Amen. And now, the person who received respect will be the one emanating respect, and the other person will just receive. And open eyes and begin. Amen. Let's try another person. Take another person as your partner. Raise your hand if you don't have a partner. Look toward the back. Couple of you. Here's one here. Okay. Quickly going over the practice. Identify who goes first. This is the person emanating respect. And the other person will receive, and then we'll trade. So when you're ready, open your eyes and either emanate or receive respect. Amen. Lower your glance again. Let that feeling be absorbed. And now the person who received will emanate respect, glancing with a soft gaze at the other. You may begin. Amen. Thank you. You can find your seat. Clearly, my sense of time is off. We won't do the second practice, but I will tell you what it had to do with. So this has to do with service. I mentioned belonging and service. This sense of approaching others with respect is the beginning of belonging. Everybody belongs. With service, we look to respond to the cry of humanity. And the cry of humanity can be overwhelming because At this time, it's not just the cry of humanity, it is the cry of the very life system upon which we depend, our Mother Earth. So when we work to identify how to serve in community, we can start with a concentric circle, looking at those who are closest to us, our family and friends. The next circle, a community of which we're a part. The next circle, the state, the nation, and eventually the largest circle, which is our planetary system itself. So if we'd had time, I would have had us contemplate how we serve those different concentric circles of relationship, or how we long to serve those different. You think we should do it? Seriously? It's your time. Then I'll invite us to go into the contemplative space, back with our eyes closed. And envisioning a body of water of which you are placed. Thank you. You are placed in this water, and ripples are going to come out. So you are the pebble. The service you have offered to yourself in part is evident here in your showing up. You have come to develop inner capacities and for transformation. So consider the closest circle. Drop yourself in this pool of water of relationships. And consider your closest, most intimate friends, family. Consider how you serve them, or how you long to serve them. And then allow the ripple to expand to a community of which you are a part. It might be a work community. It might be a neighborhood association, a faith community, some community that you're a part of. How do you serve that community? Or how would you long to serve it? Allow the ripple in this body of water to expand to another level of relationship, a larger, broader relationship. Perhaps your relationship with the state that you live in, the larger community. You won't know all of those people, but you have a relationship. How do you serve that community? Or how do you desire to serve that community? And now allow the ripples in that pond to go far out and imagine the planet, your next level of community, this ecosystem, this web of life upon which we sustain ourselves. How do you serve this planet? Or how would you desire to serve the well-being of this planet? Amen. Thank you. We'll continue on the journey.